I'll go ahead and start a third one because we're not bound by radio time no more. We're on Jesus time here. Yep. And this place, we on Jesus time.
I love it.
And I love that freedom.
Yeah.
What you've been saying really been hitting home with me because I had the opportunity to come to the Hour of Power about 5 years in 2018, I think, was the first time I came. Or is that, I think it was 18. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, I was invited, and I was hit and miss at first, and now I'm here.
Yeah.
And within the past, she's been clean a year now. So about a year or so ago, my bonus daughter, I had no idea that they had watched my late husband's daughters, my bonus daughters, had seen me on Facebook on this program. No clue that they were watching. None. Both bound by addiction. Because that's the life they knew.
Yeah.
And one day, the youngest, and I have guardianship of her youngest son, both her boys live with me.
Yeah.
She reached out to me about a year ago, Jason, and said, I want what you got. And my flesh was like, what you mean? What she mean? She want what I got. What I got, she, you know. Yeah. What I got. What do I got she wants? You know, and I'm materialistic looking like, well, I ain't got no money. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I just sent her a message. I'm like, what do you mean, baby? And she said, you're not angry no more. You're not angry no more.
Right.
And I want that. I don't want anger anymore. I don't want to be so angry anymore. And so I told her, I asked the Lord, how do I explain it to her? How do I explain it to her so she gets it and gets you, Lord?
Right.
And the word started flowing, and I'm like, you know? And I just tell her, I said, Kaylin, I want you to know that there's a treasure. There's a treasure in heaven that has your name on it. And no one can get that treasure. No one can open that treasure that's yours but you. But you have to get the key, baby.
Yeah.
You have to get the key. And the key to open your treasure is Jesus Christ.
Right.
And she got it.
That's awesome.
She's been clean now for over a year. She came to church with us. She got saved. She accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior. And then she did the baptism.
Yeah.
And now she just loves the Lord so much. And she got married. I am sorry, Lord. She got married to a man from India. I don't know his religion. I know that it is not the same.
Right.
And we went to meet her husband for the first time. And the grandson went to meet his stepdad,
right,
his bonus dad. And the Lord started talking to me about the hammer. He told me to put my hammer down. Before I even met this guy,
yeah.
He started speaking to my spirit about the hammer and told me that we don't inspect fruit with hammers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Lord. And sure enough, I needed that when I went. Because when we went, on the nightstand was a statue, an incense holder thing.
Right.
Incense wax deals, wax deals and matches.
You wanted to hammer that, didn't you?
Boy, howdy. I mean, you know, I'm, you know, I was ready to go. And the Lord said, hammer down. You know, I'm like, hammer. Okay, Lord. So I went outside. I went out to the foyer or whatever you call it, the little area. And I got me a cup of coffee. And I'm sitting there having coffee with the Lord. And I'm telling him the concerns I have. Because she's a new creature in Christ. Right. You know, she's a baby.
Right.
And she may be 30, almost 40, whatever. She's still a baby.
Yeah.
You know, she's still on milk.
Yep.
And I'm like, Lord, these are my concerns. He, in a soft voice, I heard, do you trust me? Yes, sir. I do.
Yeah.
He said, okay then. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Not long after that, I seen a post. She posted. They both were at Life Church, man.
Yeah.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yep.
Do it. Only you can.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
And we have now started the process of him, my grandson, going home to listen to a child pray for his mama. And I told Angel, her son, I said, buddy, I said, Grandma used to be sick like that. And that's how I referred it to him.
Yeah.
His mama's sick right now.
Right.
But God can heal her.
Yep.
Because he healed Granny. Like, Granny was like that too.
Right.
But God took care of it. So you just prayed God to heal her and thank him for his healing.
Yeah.
He said to me the other day, he's 10 years old. He looked at me and he said, Grandma, I'm so glad God healed my mama. And I said, yeah, me too, buddy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And now he gets to go home. Our plan is next month to go before the judge in Wichita County and ask that guardianship be released and for him to return home.
That's awesome.
To his mama.
That's only a God story.
Man, you know, and the other one, his dad has guardianship of him, and he's finally coming out, you know, of his, he's 17. He finally comes out occasionally, but he's verbal more. Hey, Grandma, you know?
Right.
So God is still in the miracle business, y'all.
He is.
It ain't done.
Nope. It's just getting started.
Yeah.
In our generation.
Yeah.
It's fixing to get turned on.
It is.
And I cannot,
it's
like.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
It is. We're going to see things that, well, this is the fruition of Jesus in the scripture. These things that I do, greater things. Yeah. This is a time. Because he was one man and he multiplied to a 12. But
yeah.
That was as far as it went. But now you're fixing to see the body of Christ come out in a way that it was intended for her to come out. And it's just like we've been talking about today. It's through the truth.
Yeah.
Believing the truth. It's the truth that sets you free.
Amen.
You know? And when we see that truth, then that is only a byproduct. That, you know, Jesus didn't come just to do the miracles. He came to set the captives free.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he came for.
Yeah.
The miracles were a byproduct of the love of God through his life. That's it. And you're going to see the same thing in yours if you believe it.
Yes.
If you believe it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it took me time to get there because I was one growing up, Jason. I loved him. I loved the Lord Jesus with all my, I loved him. Went to church and took friends and then life happened.
Yep.
And I turned my back on my God. I told him I hated him.
Yeah.
I hated God, but I loved my Jesus.
Right.
I separated.
Right.
Because it's the only way I could, I just get through.
Yeah.
I would pray to my Jesus and be mad at my God.
Right.
You know, but that's been corrected.
Yeah.
That's been corrected. And in coming back, it has just been so worth it. So worth it. And I finally came, what helped me is a few things, and I just want to share it. Number one was when I finally went to church, went back to church. And the pastor said, your future is not determined by your past, but by how you respond to God today.
Right.
And every day I wake up and open my eyes is today.
Yep.
And another one is, when I heard them tell my granddaughter, God did not make you broken new. He made you brand new.
Yeah.
You are brand new.
That's right.
Not a broken new.
It's one of my favorite scriptures. The yeah. old is gone.
Yeah.
The new is here.
Yeah. You know, and forgotten, and last thing that really helped me was when I heard the pastor say, in order for God not to love you, he would have to stop being God.
Yep.
And he's just not going to do that.
Right.
He's just not going to stop being who he is.
Right. Stuff.
And that just that helped me receive it.
Right.
And then it helped me apply it.
Right.
And it helps me go forward in it.
Yeah, that's good.
Would you like to pray this in this out in this
you
in
bet.
It and y'all pray to end this pray to send us out.
So, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the truth that it brings. And, Father, I just pray for every person that hears this, whether it be today live or whether they catch this later in recording, Father. Lord, I pray that it would land on good soil. And, Father, that it would take root in their life, Father, and that the enemy would not come and take it away. Father, I thank you for the fruit that is going to bear in people's lives as they receive the truth that you have spoke today, Father. God, when I walked in here, I didn't prepare a message to tickle the ears of men, God. I just walked in here ready to say the things that you had to say through your Holy Spirit to me, Father. And I thank you that it is your word that does not return void. And Father, everything that came from you today, Father, may it go deep in the soil and take its root. And everything that wasn't, Father, just let it fall to the wayside. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your church today, Father. I thank you that you are waking us up, Father, that you are bringing us into alignment with the Son, Jesus, and that you're revealing truth each and every day. Father, I pray for each person that hears this, Father. I ask that a hunger would be grown inside of them to just want to eat up your word like their favorite food, God, that they could not go a day without it. Father, we would see the importance of getting our daily bread from your word, not just food from the natural. Father, I thank you that you are going to do amazing things, God, through your church that you have chosen for this generation. God, your word says that each person that was born at the time and the place that you chose for them. God, each and every one of us that are hearing this message today were created for such a time as this. And so, Father, I thank you that you have created each and every one of us, and that you will reveal the gifts to each and every one of us that we have to walk in the calling that you have called our lives to, God. And for those who don't know what that means, just seek it out. Seek him, and you will find exactly your purpose in this life. Because I know that is one of the biggest things in this world we are looking for. The world is looking for its purpose, its identity, and it's only in Christ. God, I thank you that you are our way, that you have created a way, Jesus, that you are that way, Jesus, the truth and the life that we live each and every day. We love you and we praise you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Jason Monk. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.